This call is being recorded.
Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we honor you today. We say glory to your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. For this day and every day that you continue to be with us. Thank you, Lord God, that we can have a relationship with you. That you know our names. We thank you, Lord God, that you're never too busy. You never take your hand off of us. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us. No matter how wrong we do you, no matter how many times we get it wrong, we thank you, Lord God, that you love us so. We thank you, Lord God, for you speaking with us, to us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've given unto us as our guide and comforter. For Lord, we truly need your guidance. And not only in times of trouble, but we always need comforting. Lord, we thank you this morning for you've worked everything out. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call you Father and that you are our Father. We thank you. Whether our biological mothers and fathers or got it right or didn't get it right, Father, you are our Father. For those that didn't have a father in their lives, as they needed, we've always had a Abba Father. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for greater revelation. Of our good Father. The one that first loved us and always will. Lord, we thank you for being our provider, and forgive us if we slip to think that our jobs and careers and businesses college education and promotions and bonuses and part-time jobs and is our source. For we are reminded that you provide for the birds every single day. And when birds wake up, they don't have a Publix or an Aldi's or Kroger or Whole Foods or Wayfield or Quick Trip to run in and get something to eat. But you've already provided. Up to us, or up to them, to just go out and see where their provision is waiting for. Hallelujah. We've heard the old saying that a closed mouth don't get fed. But we also know if those birds don't leave the nest, they won't get fed either. So, Father, we pray that wherever our resource, wherever our provision is, that we don't hold ourselves back from going to where our provisions are. And Lord, if our provisions are going to come to us, let us please be in the right place to receive. If it's destined that our provisions find us, let us be found where we're supposed to be. So there still is a place that we have to get to. And we have to be so when the provisions come that we're in the posture and in the place that we're supposed to be. But we also know that there's a balance, that these vessels that we're in need rest. Sometimes more than we take, but sometimes we need to just go somewhere and sit down. The old folks would say, rest your nerves. Go somewhere and sit down and rest your nerves. Rest your nerves. Hallelujah. The one thing that is true, when we need to go sit down, our bodies will start telling us, but we don't listen. So we keep moving, we keep going, we keep doing, we keep moving, we keep doing. We just got to do something. At least we believe that we just got to be doing something. We got to be busy. Sometimes we just got to sit down. Just sit down. Take a day. But don't take a day and then be doing a thousand things that you, a different thousand things that you would have been doing if you had been somewhere working or serving. You gotta take a day for real. Take 2 days. Lord has ordained days for us to rest, we don't rest. If he said he rested, why do you think we can just keep going on and on and on, you know? And you may say, well, I don't do anything. Yeah, you be doing something. You be thinking about some stuff. Going somewhere, running somewhere. Sometimes you just got to sit down. I talk about going, taking staycations. So you stay in the city, but you go to another place, you get you a room, you walk around the city, or you just get away. I don't know who tricked us to believe that we can't stop. We've been so busy all the time, we feel like we're not doing something, we're not productive. And sometimes you got to slow down just to hear from the Lord. Just to hear sometimes. And out of everything and everybody in our lives, he get the least amount of time. The least amount of time. So many Christians get up in the morning and just go. We're supposed to be followers of Christ. We're supposed to be Christians. But a lot of us don't even acknowledge him when we first wake up. We get so busy sometimes. I would admit to you, I've done it, but didn't do it. Get up running. And times where I would open my eyes and, as they say, throw your legs on the side of the bed. I would say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just because I'm up, I'm alive. We get busy and we're tired. We tend to forget those simple, powerful things to do. The word says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Sometimes we acknowledge him about 50% of the stuff that we do. I want more of God. My desire is to have more of him. And as children of God, that's what we should all desire. We should want more. In one of my favorite movies, the Matrix franchise, in one of the movies, there's this agent. It's a bad guy, of course, and he's being defeated by the good guy. Even though it's like 50 of the bad guy twins, he realizes he's getting defeated and he's being beat. And the first thing he says, more. And every time he said the word more of the enemy, more of the copies of him come to his aid. And he says more and more and more. The more he says more, the more of his agents, his copies, come to assist him. I want more of God. And there are a lot of people that would not come to the kingdom unless they see more of God. Unless they see the miracles, the move of God. And we have to be the agents that present that to them. We have to be the ones that show them more of God. We are extensions of Him. We are copies of Him. We are His agents. Even though I told you that in the movie, the agent is bad, which he is. But we're the good agents, and we got to have more. And God wants to reveal more of Himself to us. But we got to get to the point where we want more of Him than we want more of anything else. And that's a challenge. Because as we go through life, our thinking has been so aligned with the world that he's in the cycle, but he's not first. He's in the wheel, but he's not first. And how we know he's not first, I'll tell you how we know he's not first. Because we look for everything else to do stuff in our lives and to be stuff in our lives and to be everything else except him first. We don't put him first enough. I'm not saying that he's not significant in your life. You don't make him significant. But I'm saying there's more. I posted in our group the other night. There's more to come, I think. But there's more. I think I can't even remember what I text. But I was in a meeting, and that is what God was saying. There is more. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. No. Make sure I get that right. Because that was a good word. Just bear with me one more while. It's confirmed. Yeah. Yeah. There is more. And if I'm saying this one, get this. Now this is good. So I'm saying we want more of God. And God is saying there is more. Yeah, that's good. I'm saying we want more of Him. And He's saying there is more. That means there's some stuff we still haven't tapped into. And there's some stuff that God has for us that we haven't tapped into. And the only way we're going to tap into it is one, we understand we got to first want more. And I'm talking about more of Him now. We have to want more of Him. He's already answered before we've had this call this morning. We say we want more. He's already responded before we even say we want more. There is more. Already the answer. So He confirmed me, hey, I got some more stuff now. But it's Him. When I say stuff, understand I am saying Him, it is He that unlocks, quote unquote, the stuff. And stuff is not just physical stuff. Stuff is miracles. Stuff is anointings. Anointings. Stuff is His manifested glory, His hand upon you, the delivery or the deliverance of people around you. Or people you come in contact with you because He's working in and through your life. And they see the miracles in your life. They see glory on you. See, as I do not like this word. I really don't want to use this word. But I'm going to use this word because people say it all the time. Not you people. that them other folks be saying that they broke. Even a broke person can have glory on them. So to the point that no matter what their situation looked like, that people don't see their situation but can see the glory. And that's what's supposed to happen when we walk in the place to be. We should see the glory. I mean, people should see the glory. They should see something about you different. Something it out, they can't figure it out. They may not acknowledge it. They may not even, but they see something. And they're just looking at you. Now, you might be saying to yourself in your flesh, what they looking at me for like that? That's your flesh. But see, they could be seeing something spiritual about you that they don't even understand. And because they don't even understand it, they got a loss for words. So they're looking at you. But if you're in your flesh, you offended. Glory. Glory. They don't know what they're looking at. They can't figure it out because they don't understand. They may not never been taught what is the glory of God. They may never been taught that God can light upon you so his glory can be upon you, so his anointing be upon you, so that you're literally shining. That you literally brighten up the room. There is a glow or brightness coming from you. Just when somebody don't know what that is, they're like, That's just the glory. They don't know that. If you want your get this, if you desire your shadow to heal people, you may never know they're healed. You won't get no glory for it. Ain't nobody going to shake your hand. Ain't nobody going to give you a checky check. But in your heart, if you want people healed by your shadow, just your shadow alone, ask God for that. It's okay. We have not because we ask not. And we associate that so much with physical needs. We're always trying to get this physical stuff. And I get it. It's a distraction. I get it that, you know, the IRS, we want their money. I get it. But there are truly things greater than our physical needs. And we should be asking for it. The word even tells us that if you desire to be a prophet, that is a good thing. See, a prophet, the prophetic is not just for you. It's for the kingdom. It's for other people that benefits. For other people, not for you. It be on you. God uses you, but it's really for the kingdom. It's really for his glory. That's the stuff you need to be asking God for. That's the stuff. That's that. You have not because you ask not. You're not talking about the physical. You are mature saints. We should be talking about the spiritual stuff and not be afraid if he gives it to you. And not be afraid if he already gave it to you. You just hadn't walked in it yet. You hadn't tapped into it yet. See, that's that going out and finding where that opportunity is. I said this the other day. I don't know if it was on this call or another call. But Jesus was an action figure. He was moving. He didn't stay in one place. He didn't just stay on the shelf. And at the proper time, he went to be seated at the right hand of the Father. God depends on you to be the miracle worker. He's just doing it through you. He uses your hands to do it. God always uses a man. Always uses man. Always. Stuff comes through man. He receives your tithes and offerings through a man. You know what I'm saying? Man, not gender specific man. But mankind. Always. So God is saying there is more, desire more of him. And he is your provider. We'll read the word for today. Our time is already up, Lord. Mercy. Seeds of generosity that you sow at my behest will reap an extraordinary harvest of favor, grace, and prosperity. Give with an open heart and without expectation of gratitude and reciprocation. Be my hand extended and take no credit for yourself, says the Lord. Wow. Be my hand. We just talked about him using us and our hands. He says, be my hand, extend it, and take no credit for yourself, says the Lord. Only then will you reap the benefits of kindness. Only then will you reap the benefits of kindness. Luke 6 and 38. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken again, and running over will be put into your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Last, I'm closing. God has been really leading me to talk about tithing and offering and giving. Apparently that's important. Outside of we know it's important. But there's a reason. I think he really wants us to really get back to giving the way we're supposed to give without hesitation. And he will provide. God bless you. I am Kendrick Jones. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.